Clubhouse.
Welcome to Interview with a Podcast, a Pod Clubhouse original. I'm Caroline from Daily Review.
And I'm Mike from Pop Culture Review. Each week on Interview with a Podcast, we sit down for a chat with a podcast or website and its creators.
Here at Pod Clubhouse, our main goal is to create a community of collaboration among podcasters and their friends.
If someone has something to say, has a passion for a topic, we want the Clubhouse to be a way for content creators to find their voice.
Through Interview with a Podcast, we'll be able to highlight a diverse array of podcasts from TV to music, movies to comedy.
Maybe it'll be a sports podcast one week, or a DIY home projects podcast. Hopefully we can help you discover the next must-listen-to true crime podcast.
Each episode gives you, the listener, a chance to meet and decide if their podcast is a fit for you.
That's right. We've got two goals here. With Interview with a Podcast, we hope to be a destination for listeners to get curated podcast recommendations. And for content creators, we hope to be an outlet to increase visibility and listenership. It's the rising tide lifts all boats approach to collaboration.
If there's a podcast you think we should feature on Interview with a Podcast, send us a DM and we'll see if we can set up an interview.
And with that, I think it's time we get to this week's guest.
This is Caroline.
And this is Mike. Welcome to Interview with a Podcast. Tonight we're talking with Not Suitable for Adults. Joining us from that podcast is Rich. Rich, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you both for having me on the show.
Really happy to get to talk with you. So I know that you have a partner in crime who's not with us tonight. Tell us a little bit about your podcast and who you have as your co-host.
Yeah, so the show is called Not Suitable for Adults. Our main thing is that we talk about programming that's designed for kids, but we talk about it from a perspective of whether we like it as grown-ups, whether we would want to watch that show or movie. Co-hosted by my wife, Natalie.
Well, anyone with kids can probably guess the origin story of this podcast, but let's not assume, though. Talk to us, like, when did you and Natalie turn to each other and, like, you know what, we should be doing this into a microphone? Tell us about how the podcast started.
It's a really good question, and it's a fun story for us. So we have a now four-year-old daughter, and so we were sitting around, we were watching shows with her a lot. She would... something would come on TV, be like, yeah, you can watch your show for a while, and we'd get on our phones or something, or go do something else about the house. But we inevitably ended up watching some of these shows with her. And the way this all sort of started was it's actually the subject of our very first episode. We were watching this show called Chip and Potato. And I had seen, it's one of these where the season's only like 10 episodes or something, and then that's all that was posted and available to watch. And so we'd watched it on loop a couple of times. I was looking over at Natalie and going, yeah, but shouldn't these characters be doing this, like talking about plot holes that and weird decisions that the directors made in the show? And we just got to this point where it was like, and she would do the same thing. And we just got to this point where we realized, like, this, the show's not for us, it's for her. Like, we shouldn't care as much about this. But we would share that with our friends a lot, especially that particular show. And it got to the point where we sort of had a shtick. It was almost a stand-up routine that we did about this show. And I think we had thought for a while, like, it might be fun to do sort of as just a project for us to do a podcast. Several times we've been like, I don't know, but we don't know what that show would be about. And we just sort of one day, I don't remember who said it to who, but we were like, this is it. This is the show. Is us griping about the shows our kid watches.
I listened to that episode, you know, just getting ready, making sure I, you know, covered my bases, and I thought I was high. Listening to you and Natalie describe that, and I watch a lot of kids' TV. I watch a lot of television to begin with, but my son is 12 now. He's a little bit out of the demographic. I think I'd probably be worried if he was watching that show. But just listening to the description, I was like, it's amazing what kids watch and what we end up consuming with them. Like, the amount of knowledge, right, parents end up having about things they should know nothing about is ridiculous. Where you can have in-depth, you know, conversations, philosophical conversations about the motivations of these potatoes and pugs.
Yeah, and it's funny because I think what we came to realize is that a lot of these shows are about pretty much the same thing. A lot of kids shows are basically about whoever the young character is and their first day of kindergarten and their whole year that they were 4 or 5 years old. And so they're like all trying to find a way to be slightly different. And in this particular one, they decided, let's have a mouse that no one believes is real except for the main character. That'll be the twist. It's just a weird little extra detail.
And it's triggered by like bringing a hoodie up. It was such a weird detail. I was like, that, I guess that makes sense. That's, you know, someone really like died on the hill making that point. You know, it's like, it's gotta be a hoodie that triggers the mouse is not real. Like, that's what does it.
That's super funny. I have three kids. And for me, I feel like I had kid shows as like the soundtrack to my life for so long that once they went off to school, it would take me hours before I realized that the TV was on with a kid show on and no one was in the house but me. And there was no reason for that. But here I am singing along with the Backyardigans or whatever.
Right.
No one's pushed her at all.
Yeah, I think you guys covered Bubble Guppies at one point, right?
Yes, we did Bubble Guppies not too long ago. Yeah.
I mean, I used to know the Bubble Guppy songs pretty well. And my son was not watching the Bubble Guppies. It was like one of those things would be like left on, maybe like a nephew was over or something like that. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, Bubble Guppies kind of slap, you know? They're like, this is music kind of honk. You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the kid shows kind of speak to like our inner soul, right? Like at the core of us, friendship, sharing, being scared. Like, I feel like I was talked through a lot of things by various animated characters.
Well, and that's sort of become the point of our show, like inadvertently, is that now we're like looking for the shows that do a good job of that. And so we have some shows that we love that do that really well. And then when we find ones that are kind of basically empty calories from a learning perspective or a life lessons perspective, we call those shows out. We did a lot of those early on, and I think more recently we've been a little bit more forgiving, or we've just found better shows.
Probably the found better shows is my best guess. There's so much. My guys are older now, but they have a total affinity for the Muppets, and they will like go back to those shows even as teenagers now. They'll still like find something that has a Muppet in it and think it's hilarious. But how do you guys pick week to week what topics you guys are going to cover, which shows?
Honestly, whatever Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu say, you might be interested in this.
which becomes almost a commentary on really you as an adult and less about your kids at a point. Be like, you know what? I was invested in Avatar: The Last Airbender and Legend of Korra. You know, so
yeah.
They're like, you watch Borat, you might enjoy The Loud House.
I didn't see the lesbian twist coming at the very final scene of Legend of Korra. What?
I don't think anyone did. I think they were like, wait a second, weren't we going to do this? And yeah, we better
do it. Oh, they did it. They did. And don't think I didn't go flying down to my comic book store to go pick up the continuation of the story for the graphic novels. For my son, of course, obviously. Not obviously. For me.
Clearly.
And he'll get the used copies in a couple months. So there you go. Oh,
my God. Not suitable for parents.
Not suitable for children is what that is.
Not suitable for anyone, apparently. Yeah. I am the worst human.
So you guys just kind of watch your Netflix, like, you know, you probably would be interested in, and then just sort of scoop it up. Are you trying to balance it at all? Like good, bad, whatever, or just sort of like what comes your way?
So we've talked to you now a lot. We're almost to a year that we've been doing this. And I've sort of noticed that we do not do things the way a lot of people do their podcasts. We don't do a lot of like a lot of advanced research and pre-record. Honestly, what we do, it's either we see something that's recommended on one of the apps, or we've also several times reached out to some of our Twitter followers and said, hey, what's a show that we haven't, like, if you're listening to us, what's something that would be up our alley? We had a few people send us shows that way too. And we literally usually watch that show either the day before or the day we record and give like super fresh thoughts on it. And then I do a quick edit and we release it the next day. Like we don't do a lot of pre-polish and send it. It's really like, this is what we picked. We both watch whatever we're going to watch. We do the review and we post it just to get it out there as freshly as we can.
You guys have probably by accident, if not on purpose, become kind of connoisseurs of content when it comes to kids' television and programming. Do you find you have friends and viewers, listeners, you know, people, your Twitter followers, do they come to you now for recommendations at this point?
We have a really robust Twitter following, but it's mostly other podcasts. And so we haven't gotten quite to that point yet. We have had several family and friends, you know, that we're doing this now who have younger kids than us. And they're like, hey, we Have you seen this show? Do you know what this is? We actually had Natalie's brother and his wife on. They have a son who is a couple of years younger than our daughter. And they're like, what kind of shows should he be watching? And so they're like, yeah, come on the show. Let's talk about it. Yeah, we've definitely gotten into that just a little bit. And we'd love to get more of that feedback. If there's people listening and you want to listen to our show, we'd love that kind of feedback if you want to hear from us.
So in really like getting those questions to you, does it make you like think about what you allow your kiddo to watch? Does it change at all any of her viewing habits?
Lately it hasn't. And that's actually been something that's changed a little bit on our show. Like we want to report the stuff that she's watching. We want her to be sort of one of those sources for whatever it is we're going to be doing from week to week. But she has like four shows that she likes to watch that kind of on a rotation at this point. She's not watching a million different things like she was when she was three. She was watching every single thing on YouTube Kids back then. And now there's like three or four things that she's really honed in on.
Is it weird that I'm like really curious what she's watching? Is that weird? Should I not ask?
No, you can totally
I'm so curious.
Ask.
What's got her? I want to know.
So she and we, if you listen through like the whole show for us, we love this show on Disney Plus called Bluey. It's out of Australia. It's from by the like Australian Broadcasting Company, and now it's made its way to Disney. It is so good, and she loves it. And so if she's like, I want to watch TV, we're like, okay, look, you want to watch Bluey? Like, we would watch. This is a show that we would actually sit down, like, I'm excited for when the next season comes out, because it's a great show.
If you like Australian animation studio stuff and you're looking for something like age appropriate, I definitely and highly recommend The Deep. The Deep is fantastic. It's educational, but it's like a family. It's like a family of four. Like there's like a brother, a sister, and the two parents, and they're like explorers. They're like undersea explorers, and there's like a whole plot line. It's a little serialized. It's beautifully drawn and animated. You know, there's some danger. It's probably in the right group for like 7 to 10, 6 to 10-ish. But it's like adventurous, you know. But it's not violent. But, you know, there's no bad language. It's actually great. And the Australia, when you mentioned Australia, that's what made me think of it. That's my unsolicited recommendation.
We do watch a lot of TV, Rich, it turns out.
Yeah. No, that's great. I've written it down. We will look into that for sure. Bluey is a big one. She, going back to YouTube, she watches, I don't know if you're familiar with this kid, Ryan Kaji.
I've heard my son talk about him. I have not watched it.
Last year, he was the highest paid YouTuber period in the world. He and his family have like now 8 YouTube channels, and he has merchandise deals with Target and Walmart. And the show began as just a kid unboxing a toy video, like, which is everywhere now. He invented that.
Oh wow.
Yeah. he was the one who started that when he was 3, and he's like 9 now. And yeah, he is outrageous.
Wait, so, I just heard you say that he was 9 and he's the highest paid YouTube. Like, I didn't catch that quite.
No, he is.
Wow.
He's the highest paid YouTuber in the world. Like, above all these like game streamers, above any political commentator, he is the highest paid YouTuber.
I sit and I think about the choices I've made in my life.
Yeah.
I know.
And, you know, I went to a lot of school for a long time. I really busted my ass. And, man.
Mike's an attorney and I'm a teacher. And I'm sitting here like, oh, God, we messed up.
So the evolution of us with this show, with his, like, various shows, because he's got sort of several things that they do now. They put out, like, 8 or 9 videos a week at this point across his various channels. It started as, like I said, just a kid unboxing toys, and then like he would start unboxing really gigantic toys because he started making some money and whatnot. And now they do, so he I don't know if it's still going or not, but he had at least at one point a run of a show that was on Nickelodeon that was like him and his parents just kind of goofing off, and that's what most of his videos are now. There's like even videos of him just like going to the store with his mom, and they just grab a camera, put it on the cart, and like walk around. It's him going, hey, look at this cool thing, or look at that cool thing, and somehow people watch that. But now they do a lot of like, here's some science, here's some education and some science, and here's some math and here's like learning about animals. And so they've actually started getting into some educational stuff. It's really hard as a grown-up, based like what we just talked about, where you're like, I can't believe I'm watching a child unwrap a video and 5 million people have watched this before me. But now a lot of their more recent stuff is actually really good. It's started to get educational, and he's got two younger sisters, they're twins. And so you get a lot of interaction with him and his younger siblings, and so it's gotten a lot better now that he's older and there's more going on in their family.
I love that. I love that. I mean, listen, I was making fun of him for being rich for doing unboxing videos, but I spent last week watching people unwrap PlayStation 5s. So,
right.
I mean, yeah. Come on. I mean, you know, it's and they're the adults. So, you know, it's so shiny, Caroline. It's the PlayStation 5. It comes out in 13
days. Did
you have
editing to do or something?
This is how I relax. Don't judge me.
Dying.
I am
so
caught up on
hard,
all of I'm caught up on all of my kids' cartoons.
Rich and I are judging you hard.
Yeah,
it's the PlayStation 5. You don't even know.
I don't.
You don't.
No, I'm not going to pretend like I don't watch various unboxing videos. I mean, that's
thank
the
you,
thing
Rich.
Right now, unboxing,
thank you.
Everyone watches some sort of. Everyone's interested in something being opened.
Talk to me a little bit about who should be listening to this podcast. Should it be a parent who's looking for a show for their kiddos? Is it appropriate for kiddos to listen to? Is it something that, like, if they were maybe a little older, like, say, maybe they were looking for a show themselves and they're like, I don't know, 10 or something, could they listen? Or should you keep it to the adults?
So I think our audience is probably mainly parents of younger kids. We definitely try to keep we do a non-explicit show, so it's safe to listen. That was something that was really important to us. We wanted it to be safe to listen to around kids. We enjoy a lot of different podcasts, and a lot of them are pretty raucous. And we actually stumbled into sort of our daughter picking up some of that and then repeating it back to people, which was a fun day. But we wanted to have something that's safe for kids to listen to if they happen to be around. But yeah, I would say the audience is mainly parents of younger kids, or even occasionally we do shows that are just nostalgia. And so really almost any adult could get something out of some of our episodes. So when we're not reviewing stuff our kids watching, sometimes we're reviewing stuff that's just out there for kids or stuff that we enjoyed when we were kids. So we get a little bit of that in there too.
You guys have been doing the podcast for, like you said, just about a year now. Does any particular moment stand out as very memorable, either because it was hysterical, it was a disaster, your daughter asked you, why are you guys talking about my shows into microphones? Like, does any moment stand out from the past year that you can share with us? So
I wish I could remember which episode it was. It was pretty early. I think it was within the first 10 episodes or so. We'd been going for a little bit, and we were having fun, you know, fun with it. We've had fun every single episode we record. We really just enjoy it. It's a good time to spend together. But it was still early on, and we weren't sure, like, is this going to be something people want to listen to? And one day we were recording, and we had just gotten the microphones that we have now, and we were sort of testing them out. And so we were setting up, we were in the living room, and I was like, hey, I'm going to run, do something real quick, grab a drink or something. And I asked Natalie to just quickly test that microphone to make sure it was hooked up and it sounded good and everything. And when I came back, she said, hey, Cora recorded something, for the microphone test. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so I listened to it, and she did a perfect podcast introduction. She did like a perfect, like, all right, we have a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about Bluey, and here's everything you need to know about Bluey. And
oh, man, does and she want so, a job at Pod Clubhouse? Like, we can.
I know she did a great job. If you go like scrub through and figure out which, I'll try and figure out which one it is. Maybe I can share with you guys. But yeah, she did a perfect thing. So I was like, we're keeping that, and I put that as sort of the stinger at the end of our episode. And it was this cool moment of like, yeah, this is something that we can all be into. And she understood sort of what she was beginning to understand what it was we were doing. And so that was just a really cool moment, not so much from a content perspective for our podcast, but just sort of a personal that we were doing something cool and fun.
I love that so much. I my husband Paul and I have been doing this for so many years that our kids were really young when we started, and specifically our son's voice hadn't changed at all. And at the end of our original podcast, it used to say, "Thank you for listening, pod people. Thank you for listening to my mom and dad." And then our daughter would go, "You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, people. Just go home." And it's like super funny, but to have their little baby voices for us for forever, it's an amazing, adorable little treat that, like, I'll go back and listen to them. They are horrified. They're all three of mine are 17 right now for the next couple of weeks till the girls turn 18. To hear their little voices and not their surly little faces, it's a really good thing. So you get Cora on there more, I'm saying. Get her to say some more things for you. Keep those.
Well, she inevitably interrupts us every week. And so we actually, something, I don't know if people think of it as a like recurring bit or anything, but I've tried to make it like that. We have moments that we'll just go, we'll acknowledge like, okay, parenting break. And sometimes, and then I'll put like a little marker in that is audible or whatever. But occasionally she'll come in and we'll have little conversations and the mics are still hot. And so sometimes we'll catch some cute little thing and I'll just leave that in instead of editing it out. So yeah, we definitely do that. There's scattered throughout, you'll hear little conversations with her.
Well, wasn't there like the video that went viral? I think it was like a weatherman doing like a weather report from their house. And I think it was their wife maybe went like by in like her robe, like walked like through like the background and like turned to the camera like a deer caught in the headlights. I was like, did you not discuss that you were going to be doing a live television broadcast from your
house? I have been in Zoom meetings where that happens now like 3 or 4 times since the pandemic started. Oh, it is
hopefully
crazy.
Not a Tubin situation.
Oh, no, none of that. My sister was just on like a 200 family PTA call because this was like the how we're going to go back to school after COVID meeting. And somebody full camera went to use the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
So are we all having a GoFundMe for like moving towns for that family? Yeah. Like, no way.
Oh,
well,
man.
Back to podcasting.
That's right.
For all of us, I know we kind of cringe when people go back to our very first podcast because we're like, oh, gosh, please don't jump in there and think that's our very best. If you had a podcast choice of all the episodes you've had, where would you want someone to jump in and feel like, okay, this is when they're like at their prime?
It's that episode where we tested the new mics. Well, I can't remember which number it is, but it's right around there. Content wise, I have not felt like we had a week where we didn't have a lot of fun with the topic. And so content wise, I think we're fine. But like from a sound perspective, the gear we have now is the stuff that makes us sound the best. At the beginning, I had no idea what I was doing. Like I understood that microphones were a thing and that I needed to plug them into the computer. And I didn't understand at all what was possible. And so I thought I had the right gear at the beginning. And I just didn't. We got so much room echo and we were recording separately, even though we were at the same place. So I was trying to splice the two together and it was, yeah. So when you listen to those early, those first about 8 to 10 episodes, you hear a lot of that. You hear a lot of like, not even echo. It's just, you can hear that there are two tracks going at the same time that don't match up perfectly because of just the way the files would compress.
Oh, we know about sync and stuff for sure. It's a periodic issue for everyone, really. So you never appreciate how important the sound is until you're listening back to your own, you know,
someone writes in and says, "Hey, could y'all clean up your sound?" And I'm like, they were on a Zoom call in a tunnel in a scuba outfit. Like we tried,
but during a hurricane,
far away. Yeah. Yes.
And there's things that even still, I get so much, I'm sure you all see this too. I'm in so many different like Facebook groups and Twitter groups. And I'm constantly seeing things pop up where people are like, how like anal should I be about cleaning up my ums and uhs? And everyone, and you all may be like this too, and there's no judgment, but almost everyone's like, yeah, you gotta get those out of there. You gotta go and clean up every single and ah. And I'm like, you know what? No, we don't do that. We don't judge anyone that does, but we want it to sound like we're having a conversation. And so my like editing process, I know how to do at this point. I know how to clean it up to that point. But it got so, it almost got, again, this is me personally, it almost got like joyless at one point. I was sitting there for hours mm-hmm. going, am I really supposed to be doing this? And then when it was over, I was like, no, it just sounds like we're talking really fast. It doesn't sound like a real conversation between me and Natalie. And so for us, like, I just got to the point where I was like, I'm just going to leave it in. Like, if there's a big thing, I'll mark it. But I mean, in general, we just gotten to the point where that's our sound is yeah. a real
like
conversation.
So your style is just more natural, more conversational. Like yeah. you're like a fly on the wall, or like you're having a conversation with Natalie and Rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. So when you guys are thinking about guests that you might have on, you said you've had family members. Do you have a dream guest out there that you'd like to bring on into your podcast studios?
Yeah, we do.
the creator of that potato show, like, what were you thinking?
Yeah, obviously.
Alive or dead, because like it could be Mr. Rogers, it could be anybody you want.
There are several people. This week, so we follow on Twitter the like official Bluey Twitter account, but and that's that show that we love, and we also follow this podcast that does like episode reviews. So they go through and do like episode by episode reviews of the whole show. They actually got to this week interview one of the actors from that show, the woman who voices the mother on Bluey. And I was like, man, that would be so cool if one of these shows that we really admire, if we could get a chance to talk to some of those people, that would be freaking amazing. Also, and this is the thing that Natalie would make fun of me for, but I think we both sort of agree with this. Our show is sort of unabashedly based on, I don't know if you all are familiar with the McElroy brothers and the McElroy family. They have their show, My Brother, My Brother and Me, and they have their D&D podcast, The Adventure Zone. But each of the brothers also has a podcast with his wife, and they talk about different topics. And that was part of what made us originally say, wouldn't it be fun to do a husband and wife podcast? Like, it sounds like they're having fun. We think it would be fun too. And I think if we had the ability to like even just pass along and say how much we admire that them as podcasters and as families, and let them know how much they inspired us to do what we're doing, as small a scale of what they're doing, as like, there's no comparing the two products, but I think we would like flip our lids if we got to get on with them, because we've heard them talk about shows that their kids watch. We're like, oh man, if only we could be there.
They go on a ton of podcasts. I mean, I don't think that's out of the realm. And we should say, Caroline and I have a pretty good track record at helping people manifest their dream guest into reality. So
we've been working on The Secret a little bit, and we actually we got a little message from one of our recent ones, and he was like, you guys, like a week after I said it out loud to you guys, I landed him. And we were like, yeah, you did. So put it
that
out there.
That would be
Mitch.
Crazy. Yeah, you're right. I just need to believe. I just need to have make that a reality for myself.
Tell the universe this was going to happen. Right.
Even if you can't message them in Twitter, you could message them in Instagram.
And
if they respond, they respond.
I was using my karmic powers, Mike. It's like, ooh, that's me.
I felt it. Ruby. This is a very Halloween-esque, not the timestamp when we're recording this.
Super spooky.
I am sitting here in my Scooby-Doo costume. So
you are?
Yeah, I mean, that's not because it's Halloween. It's just because it's, you know, Friday. But yeah, that's what I do.
It's super cool.
Scotch and Scooby. That's what I call my Fridays.
Nice.
The podcast, you know, arena is huge, right? And there's a thousand mm-hmm. podcasts out there. When you guys think about what you're doing, when you think about Not Suitable for Adults, what do you see as your goals? Where would you like the podcast to go?
So we have not, from the beginning, we haven't said like we're going to try and make this our livelihood necessarily, but obviously it would be crazy dope if that happened. And so we switched our distributor a while back. We were approached by our current distributor. I don't necessarily want to, they're not a sponsor or anything, but we were approached by them to be part of a sort of an upper echelon group of podcasts that they wanted to try and feature and sort of get out more, because they actually came to us and were like, listen, we think even though your show isn't like getting crazy numbers right now, that your content is marketable And so they're actually working with us right now to try and get us out with a bunch of sort of like parenting blogs and magazines and publications that just say, hey, you should listen to these podcasts about parenting and to be hosted on these other sites. And so we're actually working with them to sort of get our name out that way. That would be cool. I'm sort of a numbers nerd, so I follow sort of what our distribution is. And like I said, it's not crazy or anything. But yeah, just to see that more people are enjoying what we're doing, I think would be really exciting. And then if we could turn it into a job, I think that would just be bonus points for us.
That's the dream, man. That's the dream.
making
money behind a microphone. That is the good dream.
And we're fortunate too, because even though our show is kind of niche, I also try to keep an eye out for like people who are doing something like what we're doing. And that was when we first got started. I was like, surely someone is doing a show like this. And there's plenty of parenting podcasts and there's plenty of review shows, but it didn't seem like anyone was doing it sort of from our perspective. And I think that I still haven't seen another. There's another show that just popped up like within the last couple of months that has a name really similar to ours. And I sort of checked them out and they do something kind of similar. But again, they're not doing our thing. So it's what we've really enjoyed is seeing that we at least have a semi-unique approach. And so that's been really important for us, too.
So where can people find you and what days do you come out so that people can tune in?
We release our show on Monday. Hopefully it's set to like go out first thing on Monday morning. It's usually Monday by the end of the day. You can find us on literally, I think all, if you can think of a major podcast distributor, we're there. So we're on Apple Podcasts, Google. We got the invitation to be on Amazon, which was exciting.
Nice.
And we're on Spotify. The main place that you can interact with us is on Twitter. We have a Facebook page and we have an Instagram account, but we don't do as much with those. Twitter is the main place we're interacting with folks, and we're at Not4AdultsCast. And the 4 is the number 4. So it's NOT, the number 4, Adults Cast.
I love that. Any projects that we should be aware of? Any good upcoming episodes that you guys want to tease or that you want to tease?
We don't do a ton of pre-planning. I will say I floated out there actually earlier today to say, wow, I can't believe we're exactly a month actually today from our anniversary of our first episode. And I was like, what should we do for our anniversary? And someone suggested, and this is probably what we'll do, let's go back and review that. let's go back to episode 1 mm-hmm. and review the episode, and let's talk some more about Chip and Potato. So that's probably what's going to happen.
Chip and Potato, where are they now? You know,
that's right.
Chip a potato behind the music.
Yeah. Exactly. My husband, Paul, is super scared of the Punky Brewster Halloween episode. So if you want to hit up on that for like a super spooky, like Halloween weekend episode, feel okay. free to use that as a example. Like he seriously, he's like, but it had like a floating head. Like he still keeps talking about it. So I know. I'm like, I think you need counseling. So that's definitely funny. Feel free to check that out for spookiness factor, at least.
Rich, thank you so much for coming on and talking about Not Suitable for Adults. To anyone listening, definitely go check out the podcast. It is a blast. If you have kids, it's informational. If you just like, if you watch kids television or you just like thinking about TV, I also suggest it. So thanks so much for coming and spend some time with us here at the Clubhouse.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
We often cover shows that have to do with kiddos and all different types, so we'd love to invite you guys over to the Clubhouse anytime. We mix and match hosts, so it might be one of us, it might be someone from another podcast, and then we all just come together so that we can then shoot that out onto all of our different audiences and get some cross-pollination. So anytime you and Natalie would like to come over and talk about a show with a couple of other adults, you are welcome to.
That sounds like a total blast, kind of thing.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rich.
All right. Thank you.
This is another episode of Interview with a Podcast, and we've been talking about Not Suitable for Adults. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.